Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Buying a piece of original art can be exciting, but expensive and scary, especially for first-timers. But a Cambridge startup is trying to take the sting out of the experience with a new online model. Think Netflix for artwork. WBUR's Andrea Shea puts us in the picture.
In a small Cambridge office, three young workers finish wrapping a mass of boxes and triangular mailers. They do this a lot at Turning Art. Jason Grossolari is the company's founder.
We've had a lot of people talk about it as Netflix for artwork.
Comparing Turning Art to Netflix is impossible to resist. There's a website and a monthly fee. You browse through 400 selections online, then you load up your queue with things you want to borrow. Instead of DVDs, though, this online company delivers high-resolution prints by contemporary working artists.
This one's ready to go out to Connecticut. We've got another one going out to Brookline and New York here. So it comes out of the box, ready to hang.
It even comes with nails. Depending on your plan, it could hang for 2 or 3 months. When its replacement arrives, you take out the old one, roll it up, and ship it back in a triangular mailer. If you fall in love with one of Turning Art's prints, you can buy the original.
We're like a gallery from the standpoint of we're connecting artists and consumers, but I think we're trying to do it the way that a lot of people live their lives now. The idea came really from me moving into a empty apartment with a bunch of walls and saying that I was finally done with buying store-bought prints and kind of mass-reproduced art, and I wanted something more.
But finding more at a bricks-and-mortar gallery or auction and then plunking down a significant quantity of cash wasn't really an option for Grossolari, who's 33 years old and recently married. And frankly, he wasn't interested in that process. Apparently, he's not alone.
The consumer is definitely changing.
Don Clark runs the Farron Gallery in Pittsfield and has been a gallery owner for 40 years in Western Massachusetts.
Our typical collector is probably between 60 and 75. So now what's coming next?
Not young people, according to Clark. He says they don't appear to be collecting the way their parents did. That's a concern for him, but he thinks a Netflix for art concept could help.
You know, why not explore all sorts of options for introducing people to art? And I would speculate that any number of people will choose to keep some of those things.
Turning Art subscriber Jason Whaley would love to keep some of those things. He's a 33-year-old aspiring collector, just the kind of guy gallery owner Don Clark would like to see browsing through his gallery. Whaley lives on the first floor of a tasteful Cambridge Port Victorian with his wife and baby girl. The young couple started collecting art about 5 years ago, but it hasn't been easy. He admits the gallery experience is intimidating.
Expensive and intimidating. And it's definitely a world where people have a lot of knowledge and they let you know it, and it's very easy to feel like you're going to make a mistake.
Whaley says Turning Art is a risk-free way to test drive pieces at home. He loves having a rotating crop of work by artists he's never heard of.
There's an artist at Turning Art that I really love named Nella Lush.
Whaley takes me down the hall to the kitchen where he shows me his current print, a dilapidated landscape. But going back to the Netflix comparison, a piece of art isn't a DVD or a book. So I had to ask Whaley if he ever felt somehow wrong or uncomfortable shopping for art online.
I mean, that could be a generational thing also. You know, I could imagine that the millennials would be completely comfortable with this model because that's just the way that they interact with the world.
But even though Whaley earns membership points towards buying an original work, he hasn't purchased anything from Turning Art yet. And he's not sure he ever will.
It's generally my wife who's not psyched. She has very strong opinions about art.
And a lot of people have strong opinions, so who knows if this Netflix for Art concept will work. Turning Art hasn't turned a profit since it opened for business this past August, and the artists who post their prints on the site only get paid if their originals sell. Those run between $500 and $5,000. Two have sold so far. But the 90 artists on board with Turning Art are happy to have the exposure and to have their work hanging in people's homes all over the country. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.